.NET threads, multi-threading, using multi-threading when tasks can run concurrently, independently, and no need to be sequential. It's useful when a sequential process duration would block downstream execution. Simple thread. Use the new thread keyword to populate a variable, and then you say variable.start to initiate the execution, and then the variable.join and wait for the finish. The next way is to use the async and the await. It simplifies multi-threading as .NET runtime handles the thread management. A use case: you would mark the method with the async keyword, which effectively delegates the rest of the function's execution to a worker thread. It frees up the main thread to perform other tasks. It indicates that the method uses the await keyword. Multi-threading using a mutex in C Sharp. Mutex means mutual exclusion. It synchronizes a single thread access to shared resources or a section of code. Only one thread can hold a mutex at a time.